Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So this isn't so much as crazy as interesting. I just thought it fit the Florida category. Scientists have discovered a new species of jellyfish. Great, something else to sting you. In the water in Florida. They found this species after 91 scuba dives. I'm going to try to say this name. Cyclopsis.
Psis. That sounds right.
Grandis.
Yeah.
Its tentacles are over 2 inches. How? That seems kind of largish. The duo found the marine animal off the Palm Beach, off Palm Beach near the Gulf Stream, and they said they had it has unique tentacles. I guess it's active at night, and they said that it's a type of jellyfish, and they found it. So great, more things to sting you! Yay! It's a. I saw a Portuguese man o' war one time on a beach in Florida off 30A. I could not believe how they had like the lifeguards like, don't get near it. And it was all like, it was like that big. It was this big. It was like a tiny bitty little.
Have you ever stepped on those things? When they wash
apparently
up.
Apparently they will
on?
Like kill you.
No, I mean, they hurt. They really
no,
hurt.
No, I don't like.
Then
I don't
you have to
like.
Have, like, you have to pee on yourself.
Translucent fish. It's weird.
You have to pee on you or somebody has to
I
pee
I think they're
on
aliens. They don't make sense.
They probably
they don't
are
make sense. I don't get them. They're weird, like film in the water. I don't know. Anyway, I had to share that with you because I did think it's quite interesting. A Florida man ate a bunch of racetrack pizza and left without paying. That's nasty. I don't care. Let's see. This is, oh golly, this is one way you do not, first off, don't, this guy should be put to death. He's a 26-year-old. He was convicted last week on sex abuse charges that only came up during a job interview when he blurted out that he had molested a 9-year-old girl. Kill this dude. The time is now to revolutionize how you approach health and wellness. So I want to introduce you to Lumen. It's a groundbreaking handheld metabolic coach. And with Lumen, you can track your metabolism through your breath and get real-time insights on whether you're burning fat or carbs. And the best part is that the Lumen app provides tailored guidance to enhance your nutrition, your workouts, your sleep cycles, even stress management. So it works pretty easy. You just breathe into your Lumen device first thing in the morning and you get this snapshot of your metabolism for the day along with a personalized nutrition plan. And plus you can use it before and after workouts and meals, ensuring that you're always in tune with what's happening in your body. It helps you read your body's signals and it gives you an accurate metabolic reading, whereas you usually would have to go to a lab for that. Your metabolism is your body's engine and it powers everything that you do. So optimizing it with Lumen means easier weight management, improved energy levels, better fitness results, better sleep. So if you're ready to take the next step in your health journey, head over to lumen.me and use code DanaShow for $100 off your Lumen device. Remember, that's lumen.me, lumen.me. And don't forget to use code DanaShow for $100 off. Thanks to Lumen for sponsoring this episode and helping everybody achieve their health goals.
We have, of course, the supplemental, and the assistance from the supplemental is on its way. In fact, some of it's already been delivered. But today I want to add to that by announcing that we will provide an additional $2 billion in foreign military financing for Ukraine. Oh. And we put this together in a first-of-its-kind defense enterprise fund. And it has three components. One is to provide weapons today. So this will assist Ukraine in acquiring those weapons. Two is to focus as well on something that Dmytro just talked about, investing in Ukraine's defense industrial base, helping to strengthen even more its capacity to produce what it needs for itself, but also to produce for others.
So that's Antony Blinken. And he is talking about, what, how much more money? $2 trillion more? I mean, how much more have we spent so far? That, oh gosh, it's just crazy on Ukraine. Another $2 billion on Ukraine. Now, you know what? It's interesting because it's just interesting. The group that he said it was going through. I got questions. Still looking into that. $2 billion. This comes right after he played Rocking in the Free World in a bar in Kyiv.
Oh, no.
Listen to this. Audio soundbite 9. Important to not sing on pitch, right? Are they already? I don't know. That, anyway, here's Wonderwall. Steve says I should tell my Neil Young story. It's going to make me sound obsessive, and I literally only said two things about it, and the press lost their mind. This is what happened. It was like 12 years ago, more than that, actually. It was like 15 years ago. I tweeted that I didn't like Neil Young. His music, anyway. I just didn't like it. I mean, Cinnamon Girl's kind of okay. My husband's like, eh. But I just, the reason that I had that opinion, and first off, welcome. Welcome, Rody. Dana Show here. Hi, top of the second hour. Listen everywhere. On X, too. The reason I didn't like it was because when I was in high school, I had to have foot surgery. And so I was like, I had to stay with my foot elevated for 4 weeks during my summer. It was the worst summer ever. I was a sophomore in high school going into my junior year. I was varsity track, varsity, all the things. I was a big jock. You know how hard that is, right? I had stitches in my feet and I was not totally cleared to go back to track, and I did anyway because I was like, no. I didn't rip anything open. Anyway, I had to keep my foot elevated and I couldn't do a lot. And it's the summer. So what do you do when you're a teenager and it's the mid to late 90s in the summer? You watched MTV when they actually played music videos. And Neil Young had an album that just dropped. And all I remember is one, he did something with Pearl Jam too. So it was like double the audible torture. But he came out with a song called Downtown. And I don't play the song because I'll die. It is one of the worst songs that I've ever heard in my life. Was it on Mirrorball? What was the song that he... Was that all, the album it was on? But it was a song called Downtown. And it came on and I'm like, oh, it's... Now, don't get mad at me. My first thought was, it's an old dude who's on MTV. This is going to be weird. Because usually it was good. Like when Johnny Cash came out with a music video from a Rick Rubin produced album... That was when he redid Rusty Cage, and he had this whole album of redone. It wasn't just a cover. Like, Johnny Cash took these songs and made them his own, right? He took Hurt from Nine Inch Nails. He took it from Trent Reznor, and it's his forever, posthumously now. And he did, he redid Rusty Cage, right, from Soundgarden. So anyway, I thought it was going to be kind of similar to that. I only knew, like, some of Neil Young stuff because my stepdad liked him. But he listened to better music, though. He loved Motown, but he indulged in a guilty pleasure called Neil Young. Anyway, and he listened to records, like vinyl. He didn't put CDs in. It was vinyl. He was one of those guys. Is one of those guys. So he put on, he played Neil Young. And so I'm like, oh, old guy in a video. This should be interesting, right? I admit it. I thought that. Then the song started. And I was like, are we going to get on pitch, on key, in key at some point? Is that going to happen? And then the lyrics began, and they went, and I don't even need notes. There's a place called Downtown where the hippies all go. And they do the tango, and they dance to disco. That was the lyrics said in his typical flat delivery. And anyway, that's what shaped my opinion. So like over 12 years ago, I tweeted. I had one tweet, right? Maybe two. Because I heard that video, or I heard the song somewhere. I was working and I heard that song somewhere. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I just said, you know, you just say something off. I'm like, oh my gosh, Neil Young has the vocal tonality of a dying cow farting. That's what I said. Now, fast forward to Parkland, where the media tried to find so much dirt on me, they could not. Because what you see is what you get. I'm not hiding anything. And all they could do is make fun of my past tweets where I said I fell down the stairs once and it really hurt. And all, you know, like stuff like that. And they're like, my gosh, I think one of the articles was like, she literally is a Jim Carrey movie. Like she is like an unintentionally ridiculous. She's like funny, but we hate her is what it was. But then they found that Neil Young tweet and they thought, oh, we got something on her now. They went to South by Southwest in Austin and they confronted him with it. And they printed it out and they, I think it was like Rolling Stone or somebody. They printed it out and they shoved it in his face. They're like, Jane Lash hates your music. And he's like, oh, the gun lady, you know, and he didn't say anything totally, you know, ridiculous. He just said, I hope she doesn't shoot me. And then that was it. But the media made a huge thing about it. So I actually think I hate the media more than I hate Neil Young's music. Never thought I'd say that, Kane. Never thought I'd say it. Anyway,
makes sense.
Long story short, they covered Neil Young. Rocking in a free world, but you don't believe in a free world. Didn't he like get all mad and pucker his butt because Joe Rogan was on Spotify and Neil Young's like, well, I can't take that. So he takes his old man fedora and he, you know, shuffles off into the ether. Where, like, didn't he get all mad from that?
I think he's now back.
Rocking in a free world, caveat, asterisk. Rocking in a free asterisk world. Our friends over at Kel-Tec, the Sub 2K, the Gen 3 is out. It's been shipping. And if you are unfamiliar with this 9mm carbine, then you need to make yourself familiar. I just like it because it folds in half. And to be able to have a gun that does, that's pretty cool. Now, my previous version, which is not Gen 3, I would have to detach my optic. But with Gen 3, this is one of the new additions or the new upgrades that they've made to it. You don't have to detach your optics anymore to fold it in half. It's super easy to do. Folds in half, single, twist, and fold motion in either direction of that patent-pending foreign. So you don't have to reattach or detach or whatever your optics. Takes Glock mags. Glock 19s fit flush. Glock 17 and stick mags fit with a mag extending beyond the grip. Improved trigger mechanics. Redesigned for a light and 5-pound pull. Improved accuracy. Also, the action's been updated, so it's easier to rack. Internal buffer means softer recoil. It's an awesome 9mm carbine from Kel-Tec. Made in America. Family-owned. Values at their best. To learn more about the Sub 2K Gen 3, visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
It is time for my Quick Five. So first and foremost, why did I put this as a pocket thing? This is cool. 20 Long Island school districts are planning to hire armed guards. 70,000 kids are said to be protected by firearms. Because people are getting smart. They realize that our kids should be protected as like our money in banks and our jewelry and jewelry stores, et cetera, et cetera. This is all nice. It's all good. There's nothing else bad to say. U.S. suffers radio blackouts because we were hit by another solar storm. Isn't that the reason why the northern lights that I didn't see?
Yes.
Were so visible to so many people? All my bratty, snotty little friends in Georgia were like, look, we got a pig.
Yeah, it was solar flares. It wasn't HARP or anything like that.
No, they were like, that's the Northern Lights. You can't believe, like, all my friends were talking about it. And I couldn't see it because we had cloud cover. Great job, Texas. Great job. And then it's going to be in the 90s and sunny all next week. What's wrong with you? Also, could being online actually be good for you? A new study that someone actually paid to do reveals a surprising finding, according to the Miami Herald. Researchers at the University of Oxford examined 16 years of data from 2.5 million people, tracking things like life satisfaction and sense of purpose. They found that people with access to the web scored 8% higher in measures of well-being compared to those without access.
8%?
This sounds stupid, and I don't believe it. They said that they found a positive correlation between well-being and internet use. Did you ask them, like, what were the questions, though? You know what I mean? Like, do you feel less alone in your totally non-existent meat space life when you're online? Because then, yeah, you could assess that their well-being might be a little bit higher than, you know, are you lonely and you use the internet as a crutch for, you know, human interaction or a substitute? East Africa outages stir fears over Africa's internet vulnerabilities. But how? How does this happen, one asks, particularly when all of these countries were involved with China's Belt and Road Initiative. I was told that so many of these nations didn't have to worry about that because they had China's stellar infrastructure. Ban me, you commie bastards. Ban me. I'm not banned. I'm so upset. They say internet users in Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, Rwanda all had different levels of disruption. Yeah, because a lot of people rely on cheap, crappy Chinese manufacturing in order to make all their stuff and run their communications over there. Can we talk for a moment about what in the hell's going on with this picture? I'm sorry. I'm doing it. Yeah, it's happening. The one, now I was told this was Jordan Peterson's daughter, Michaela Peterson. I don't know who the hell this is. Michaela Fuller. We follow each other on X. So apparently I like something that she did because I don't follow people for no reason. Anyway, so on Mother's Day, she posted a photo of herself holding her baby because she's a mom. She's married. She's a mom. And she posted a photo of herself holding her baby. And she said, nothing better than momming. Nothing creates as much pure joy in me. So there is a weird thing happening on the right where some, and it's a tiny, minuscule number of very loud, lonely dudes who say that they have been red-pilled, who have no, and there's some women too that think like this, a small, tiny, minuscule number. They think that they think that conservatism began the day they got their training bras or that their beans dropped and that no other history, you know, predates them. They don't understand the concept of conservatism. They don't understand the concept of Christian modesty or the idea of how that behavior should be reflected in the way that they deal with other people online. And I am guilty of this just like anybody else, but except I admit it and I know when I'm doing it. And then I ask forgiveness and then I do it again because I'm a horrible sinner. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Anyway, so she posts this photo of herself and I'm just as soon as Juan, because Juan's protecting the baby, the sweet baby's identity. And she's a conservative woman. She likes being a wife. She likes being a mother. She likes being, you know, in a family. But these like red pill dudes are trying to shame women like this. So they went at her for the dress she's wearing. I wouldn't wear this dress just because it's not black. And they were calling her a whore. Oh my gosh, the comments are so bad. There are a lot of people more people pushed back and were like, what is wrong with you lonely people? And I think there were some jealous, ugly women that were also running her down. And they were saying that she was dressed like a skank. Okay, so she's just wearing an off-the-shoulder dress. My only complaint is that you can see tan lines. I don't like tan lines with off-the-shoulder stuff. They got bronzer, cover it up. There's no excuse. I am really old school with like foundational garments and making sure you got to do that. I hate it when I see women on TV and I can see your tan lines. Cover it. I don't like that. But there's nothing wrong with this dress. And apparently these dudes don't know any actual women, because if they did know women, they would know that women have these things called breasts, right? It's not a sin to have them. And she's married, so I'm sure, you know, her husband approves. My husband's always like, why don't you wear this? I was telling Kane, and he holds up like a hoe dress. And I'm like, why would I wear that? Like, I have sons and I am in my early 40s. Why would I wear this now? I'm like old as hell. I can't wear that. What? I can't wear something like that. And then he goes away sad. I mean, at least in public. But these dudes are complaining about her. Look, women have breasts. Not everybody is a part of the IBTC. Don't make me say that acronym out loud. You know what it means, Kane. Not every person is part of the IBTC. And those who are not members of the IBTC, they're a little bit more naturally endowed than others, which means that they're going to wear things that maybe are a little more filled than others would have them worn.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Don't be hating on people just because they got boobs and they fill out dresses. Stop it. Just because don't be mad at her. Your boobs are bigger than hers, I'm sure, dudes. Don't be mad, right? Your estrogen dumps. Don't be mad. There's nothing wrong with how she's dressed. And I honestly, in an era where chicks, I mean, look, if she's got an apple, she's got a banana, kids. I've told you this. This is
words to live by.
Words to live by. I don't credit me. It's He-Man. He-Man said it. Just like, education is important, but biceps are importanter. Also very, you know, take that one to school. But I actually am fine with celebrating, you know, beautiful women who love being wives and mothers. I have no problem with this. In fact, I think we should do it more. I think, and it's important to note that the dudes that were going off on her are, I think we're a part of the Taint Brothers cult. Kane keeps saying that I'm saying their name wrong, and I'm not. That's what it is.
Definitely saying it wrong.
No. It's the Taint Brothers. I mean, it makes sense, you know, but I don't see anything wrong with this picture. She was subjected to like horrific abuse from these like lonely dudes. No wonder if they put in as much effort to trying to be chivalrous and they sit here and go, well, she should have Christian modesty. I don't think these guys understand what Christian modesty is. And I definitely don't think that anyone who's not demonstrating it in their words to someone definitely doesn't have any soapbox on which to stand to lecture another person, especially like these single dudes who are going after a married mother. Show respect. You know, the respect that you claim that you're upholding, but not with your behavior.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.